Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 22nd day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Tainis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Maisa, there was a story, Sheyorduz Kenim, that the Chachamim came down, Mirushalayim Le'areim, from Yerushalayim to their cities. V'gozu Tainis, and they decreed a fast, Al Shanira Kimloi Pietanur Shidofen, because there appeared a problem, a diseased harvest. It was that the produce was blasted by the wind, and the amount of produce was enough that you could produce a bread that would fill the mouth of an oven. And because of that, they decreed immediately a fast. But Ashkelon, this was in Ashkelon, in the land of the Plishtim, close to the southern border of Israel. The Oid Gozer Tainis, it was another circumstance where the Chachamim made a Tainis, Al She'ochlu Ze'evim, Shneitinokis Bevriyadin, where wolves had eaten, had devoured two children on Transjordan. Now, a wild animal is called a Makam Lechis, is called a moving plague, and for such a thing they decreed a fast. Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi Omer Loy Al She'ochlu. He says, no. It's not because the wolves devoured the children, El Al Shaniru, just the very fact that the wolves were seen in the built up area in the city. That was enough reason for the Chachamim, for the Zkenim, the elders, to decree a fast. Mishnah Zayin. Normally, we do not decree any fasts on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, nor do we blow shofar or chatzotzos or trumpets on Shabbos or Yom Tov, nor do we cry out and make special tachnunim, supplications, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But there are certain exceptions where the tzora, the trouble, is so great that we will scream out, or according to some, it means even blow shofar on Shabbos. Al elu masrin b'Shabbos. The following cases, we will call out or will scream out and say aneinu in the tefillah, special additional tefillahs, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is how Rashi learns the Mishnah. Not blowing shofar, no. Al ir shehik yifu agoim, a city that's been laid, been besieged by goim. Ay nahar, if you have a river, that means a river that's overrun its banks and there's danger that it could flood a whole city. Al sfina mitraves bayam, or a ship that's been tossed on the high seas because of terrible weather, and it could the whole ship could shatter, God forbid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ezra, below Litzaka. He says, you can only do this on Shabbos. You can add these special crying out of tefillahs, etc., and screaming, etc., if you believe, if it's used to summon people to help. Below Litzaka. But if it's just crying out to Hashem, no, don't do it on Shabbos. Don't do the tefillah. And that's how we learn the Mishnah, according to Rashi and the Miri, that Mishnah does not mean by the word masrim what it has meant until now in the past Masechta, in the past Mishnayos, where it's meant blowing shofar and fasting. No, here it means masrim means screaming out with aneinu. Others learn differently in our Mishnah. Shimon HaTemoni Omer Afala Deber. He says there is something else, another reason that you would call out and scream out on Shabbos aneinu, and that's a Deber. Deber is a moving plague. It's an epidemic, but God forbid. That's killing people. But the Chachamim did not agree to the words of Shimon HaTemoni. They did not include this as one of the exceptions where you do these special tefillahs on Shabbos. That's during the Shabbos. On the Chol, during the week, the Chacham would murder that Masrim. That's how the Batnur learns. Others learn that he called the Chachamim, we don't do any of this. In Masrim, ala Deber at all. If there's a plague, you wouldn't adopt the method of screaming out to Hashem.